show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Friday morning Cliffo and Gabby podcast, the last pod where we are separated.
Yeah, I'm so sick of being home. Like, I feel better. I don't feel sick from COVID anymore. And so cabin fever has set in and I am ready to escape these four walls.
Sunday morning you are free, and then Monday morning you'll be back in the studio. So
I'll be there like 2 a.m. ready
will.
To go.
Come on, guys. It's a 2 a.m. party.
I'm ready.
Today on the Cliffo and Gabby podcast, Phil Burton, the member of Human Nature who left their Vegas show and moved back to Australia, explains that part of the reason was because of mass shootings happening in the States. And sadly, we've seen another elementary school shooting this week. Yeah. And I think his emotions and thoughts sort of surmise what a lot of the country's thinking gaps.
But he has actual experience with it. So, he really solidifies our thoughts, that's for sure.
Kyle Felt from the Cowboys on the pod today. And we play a game that Gabby constructed called Chocolate or Poo.
You're welcome.
Coming up on the Cliffo and Gabby podcast. Content warning if there are little ears in the car, because we are about to spend a few minutes talking about the Robb Elementary School shooting in the United States. I think the world's still trying to come to terms with the fact that 19 young lives were lost at this shooting.
Yeah.
And two teachers as well. One person who famously left the United States after all that's been happening over there in regards to shootings and gun violence or whatever is Phil Burton, who we know from Human Nature. He famously left the really successful Las Vegas show and moved his family back to Australia.
Yeah.
And he actually joins us on the phone right now. Phil, thank you for your time. Can you tell us more about, you know, the reasoning for packing up the family and moving back home to Australia?
Well, you know, it had been, by that stage, we had been there for about 9 years. And, you know, at some point, I knew that we would be coming home as a family. My wife and I, we enjoyed Vegas, but we always thought to ourselves that we would come home at some point, and home being Australia. And I guess one of the, you know, I can't say it was anything specific that made us decide to finally, you know, pull the pin, but A couple of things. I mean, Donald Trump becoming president was really something, you know, a little bit I couldn't quite fathom. And then, of course, the Las Vegas shooting as well. I think that was probably the straw that broke the camel's back.
That was absolutely horrifying, watching that from Australia and seeing that that could happen. Did you have a fear around your kids going to school in the States with things like this happening way too regularly?
When it starts to become really close to you like that, you actually, I have to say, you actually do. It's not something you think about every morning, but sometimes it just sort of, it just hits you and it gives you a bit of a chill that you think, oh, you know, your child might come home and say, oh, today we did an active shooter drill at school.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And it's like, oh, okay, that's not something that I really think that the kids need to be prepared for, but I guess that's what we're so lucky about here in Australia, is that they don't need to prepare for an active shooter drill because the chances of it happening is so small.
It's so foreign to us in Australia, like the concept of having to do that, isn't it? At an elementary school. I believe too that you could actually see the casino where all that happened in Vegas. You could actually see that from your home.
Scary thing is, I could see it from my daughter's bedroom window. I could see that building, the Mandalay Bay building, and just knowing that it happened only within sight of my house, you know, a few miles away down the road, of course, but just the fact that you could look out the window and see exactly where 58 people had been killed from, it just wasn't, it was something that just really didn't make us very comfortable at all, I have to be honest.
Yeah. I think your perspective is such an interesting one, Phil, because in Australia, we find it hard to comprehend how there isn't like a level of gun control over there. And, you know, you were obviously here in Australia when those laws were made in 1996 after Port Arthur by John Howard. And I think, you know, you speaking about it on how you actually brought your family home sort of really illustrates a lot of Australians' thoughts on the matter. But happy to be home, mate. You're loving being back on Aussie soil?
Oh, look, to quote a certain former Prime Minister, how good is Australia?
And how good is Human Nature, guys? So, coming back to Queensland, gigs in Brisbane, Caloundra, Maribyrnong, Springwood, like the list goes on. You, I know you've done Cairns, Townsville, like Mackay, like
Toowoomba.
Yes,
the list goes on.
Yeah, we were lucky enough to get a lot of the Queensland dates out of the way last year. We actually got them done before we got shut down through COVID. So this return gig, a few of the gigs around Brisbane are rescheduled, but a couple of them are just extra gigs that we've put on because last time went so well. So we're really excited to be able to get up to Queensland again.
Fantastic. And I know Gabby raved about it when she went and saw the gig. So go and see it, guys.
Yep.
Phil Burton from Human Nature, we always love having you on the show. Thanks so much for your time, mate.
Thank you so much, guys.
Still on a roll, still doing amazing things. The North Queensland Cowboys are just one game to the next, owning it. And we have Kyle Felt joining us in studio right now. How are you?
Joining us or joining Cliffo?
Yeah.
Well, joining us collectively.
Kyle, that's good enough, I guess.
Kyle's been elevated to the co-host chair.
Yeah.
I know.
Looking very comfortable.
I saw him sitting behind my mic and I'm like, excuse me.
Well, he's got time to spare now because, Kyle, you're facing up to 6 weeks on the sideline. It was only about 10 minutes into the game against the Storm. You come a buster. What have you done, mate?
Yeah, unfortunately, I did get hurt. Every player hates getting hurt. And, I don't know the medical term, but I've torn my medial, like, kind of off the bone. So,
Jesus.
Yeah. Apparently, the video doesn't look too good, and I'm pretty scared to watch it.
What's the medial?
It's like the inside of your knee. That holds your knee straight. So, when I walk, it feels like the bottom half of my leg swings out. So,
jeez.
I've got a brace on at the moment. I'll wear that for like a week and a half, 2 weeks. And then hopefully that'll help it heal back onto the bone kind of thing. And then, we'll go from there.
God, all right.
So oh, my
6
God.
6 weeks. And then, hopefully we'll see you back out. You won't be in Penrith, of course, tonight, but I'm sure you'll be watching. Penrith Panthers, number one on the ladder. It's at BlueBet Stadium at their home. This is probably the toughest challenge the Cowboys have faced this year. But as a fan, mate, I cannot wait. 6 o'clock kickoff, it's going to be huge. How do you like the boys tonight?
As a player, I can't wait to watch it either. Yeah. And that's one of the games we circled in our calendar this year is after we started playing some really good footy, we really wanted a good test against top teams. And last week was really good against Melbourne. And then this week going into Penrith down there as well. So that's something that we're really looking forward to. And I think our coaching staff are really excited about the way that we're going to play. And hopefully we can play the brand of footy we've been trying to play since 5-6 weeks ago.
Beautiful.
If you're off injured... How do you actually watch the game? Do you just watch it from home or do you get together with other teammates?
Just like everyone else, Gabby. Just park up at home on the couch.
KO. Okay, quickly before we let Kyle go, we're going to launch something new. We're going to get this done professionally. We're going to get like an opener made up. It's going to be a whole thing going forward. But we want to launch for the first time Felty's Daddy Diary, where you are going to share some of your experiences with the lovely Macy. You're a first-time parent. How old is she now?
She's...
A couple months?
Yeah, 3 months. Just over 3 months.
Okay. And you've got something today. Is this like something that you've learned or happened?
It's
or...
a first.
Ooh, okay.
For parents. Macy had her first swimming lesson on Tuesday. So I wasn't able to go because I had to go training. But Deanna went and her mum was taking videos. And I've never seen a most serious baby in a swimming pool. At home, she sits around laughing and everything. And then as soon as she gets in the water, she just turned serious.
Eyes straight.
Yeah, just
like
stared,
death staring down.
Then, is she going to be an athlete? That sounds like she's taking, her athletic... capabilities very seriously.
Yeah, and then she doesn't like the car rides on like at all. So, and then on the way home, she was asleep the whole way, and I just got home before D, and she goes, "Oh, come have a look at this," and walked in the garage, and Macy's sound asleep in the car snoring.
Yeah, mate, that is the awesome side effect from swimming lessons, guys. Is they are tuckered out. Like, there's no naps, like post-swimming lesson naps. Well, she's either going to grow up to hate the water and hate that you've thrown her in the coolest part of the year and all that, or she's going to be, bloody, the next Thorpedo or something.
Yeah, nah, she
next
likes
Cody
the water.
Simpson.
Next Stephanie Rice.
Yeah.
Cold. She's got her
adorable
dad's big flip of feet. She'll be fine. All right. So check it out tonight. It's 6 o'clock kickoff. It's going to be the game of the round. The Penrith Panthers taking on our North Queensland Cowboys. Kyle Felt, we'll have you back in the studio next week, mate, because you don't have much else to do.
I got bugger all, apart from me.
Get
and my
out
smoker.
Of my seat.
You and your smoker.
Well, this might be something that Felty needs to play in future. Chocolate or poo? It's a question a lot of parents ask. So this actually happened to me yesterday. I have completely lost my sense of smell because of the spicy cough, which is a really weird phenomenon, by the way. It's a very odd thing to deal with. But I found this little smudge of brown on my dressing gown. And because I've been living in my dressing gown. That's what I've been doing life in. And I saw this smudge and it was kind of just above the chest area, probably on the collarbone. And I looked at it and I'm like, that could be chocolate it could be dog poo because my dog loves to sit on my shoulder when we're watching TV.
Yeah.
So potentially it could have been either.
I've seen that on your Instagram before. And if he's had a mess before. And
yeah.
I remember that time too. He was going through that bad phase of rolling in toad poo as well too. And
you just don't know.
You don't know. And you don't want it to be poo.
I was trying to smell it to figure out if it was chocolate or poo. And because I have no sense of smell, it was just impossible for me to figure it out. So the dressing gown just went straight in the wash no matter what. But I reckon this is something a lot of parents and fur parents deal with. Like, so we're going to play the game.
Yeah.
13 10 60. Yeah. You call up and tell us where you found the chocolate or poo.
Yeah.
And we're going to guess if it's chocolate or if
poo.
It's poo.
Okay. So you're going to make it a new game. I like it. You're right. It's definitely a thing when you're a parent.
Mm.
And I think it was highlighted really well too in the movie Knocked Up. Do you remember that? The movie with Seth Rogen and is Katherine Heigl? Because she's got the older sister in it who's got kids.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you remember, but she sees like a smudge of the brown or whatever, like what you're describing on your dressing gown. This is the older sister. And she's like, is that chocolate or poo? Is that chocolate or poo? And then she picks it up and puts it in her mouth. And she goes, oh, good, it's only chocolate. And the sister's like, what if it was poo?
Yeah, taste testing is not recommended.
Not recommended, not at all.
13 10 60, give us a call. Tell us where you found your brown
smudge. Like the
smudge,
And
we'll guess if it was chocolate or poo.
So you've only got to have had a brown smudge somewhere. And if you're a parent, my God, like it's your duty to pull over, stop what you're doing now and give us a call on 13 10 60. Because
you find
smudges all the time. But Gabby and I want to make a game out of this. So 13 10 60, where did you find the brown smudge? You just simply tell us where you found it.
Yep.
And then we will guess if it's chocolate or poo. Okay, are we working as a team or is it individual guesses?
Let's go individual guesses because trying to come up with a joint answer is always tough.
I think I've got an advantage that way too because I've got kids. Like I've seen a lot of brown smudges. So 13, 10, 60, where did you find the brown smudge? And we'll guess if it's chocolate or poo. I'm here. 13, 10, 60. Declan, first up. Declan, how old are you, mate?
I'm 10.
10. We shouldn't be surprised that a game named Chocolate or Poo is really appealing to 10-year-olds, Gabby.
No, we shouldn't.
Declan, where did you find the brown smudge?
In the washing machine.
Like after a cycle?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so something has done the rounds in the washing machine and smudged.
In the washing machine. Gabby, your guess?
I'm going chocolate because Declan's 10, and so I'm imagining there wouldn't have been a poo in the washing machine.
I'm going poo because, there was an incident a few years ago where there was a poo and, Little Miss was a bit embarrassed about it and it just got put in there.
That's right.
So I'm going poo. Gabby's going chocolate. Declan, drum roll, please. Was it chocolate or poo?
It was poo.
It was poo!
Why was it in there?
I did it when I was 4.
Good boy, Declan. And owning up to it. I like it, Declan.
That's great.
That's a lot of guts there, son.
Yeah.
Adrena is next. Adrena, where did you find the smudge?
It was on the handle of my couch.
Ooh, like, okay, are we talking here like a three-seater, a two-seater, or like a Lazy Boy recliner?
Yeah, so it's a three-seater, but it's got the Lazy Boy, the recliner part to it.
Okay.
So it was actually on the armrest and on the actual recliner flip thing as well.
I reckon someone was so relaxed while they were reclining, they just got so relaxed, they let it all out, and it was poo.
No, it was definitely chocolate. Someone was eating M&Ms or Maltesers while watching a movie and smudged it on the handle.
Adrena, drum roll, please. Was it chocolate or poo?
It was chocolate.
Oh, thank God. Because I would have assumed it was chocolate and done the taste test.
I didn't want to smell it. I just thought, no way, I'm not touching it or smell it. I'm just going to clean it.
And that's smart. Gabby, what are you doing? Never go straight to the taste test, ever, when you're playing chocolate or poo. It was a week ago. Thank God it's behind us. But Gabs, what's not behind us, unfortunately, is the political name calling. In fact, I would say since the debate, the name calling is hotted up.
I don't get it. Like, the politicians in our country yell at each other and name call in a way that we'd be so horrified if kids did that in the playground.
It's so true, mate. It's so true.
It's weird.
It's been on display thick and fast this week. It started early this week, and it's always a Lib versus a Labor person, a Labor versus a Lib person, you know?
Mm.
But earlier this week, Tanya Plibersek, who's a Labor representative. It's a hard name to say. It's weird. Plibersek.
Yeah.
She had a crack at Peter Dutton, who's going to be ScoMo's replacement as head of the coalition. And she compared him to Voldemort, the bad guy from Harry Potter. Here it is.
I think there'll be a lot of children who've watched a lot of Harry Potter films who'll be very frightened of what they're seeing on TV at night. I'm saying he looks a bit like Voldemort.
Look. She's had to ring him and apologise. It's not untrue.
It's not untrue.
Take that how you will.
Maybe talking about another person's appearance in that
I guess so.
Context.
Look,
but
I'm no freaking Chris Hemsworth, but if it's true, it's true, you know?
Yeah.
But it's I guess, been returned fire or return surf, because Dominic Perrottet, who's a Lib, he's the Premier of New South Wales. He's had a crack at Mark McGowan, the Labor Premier of WA, and compared him to Gollum from Lord of the Rings. So this is Dominic at a press conference yesterday.
For a state that simply makes its money by digging stuff out of the ground and shipping it overseas, when we have service economies. And I'll back in Dan Andrews today against the Western Australians and Mark and Gollum over there.
Gollum over there.
Ooh.
In WA. Shots
That's
fine,
a bit nasty.
Mate. It's very nasty. It's very, like you say, school playground or whatever. But I will say, like, I don't know if you've noticed this, since Albo has become the new Prime Minister, he's been very happy. Like, nothing much can faze him. So I'm sort of picturing him in Parliament House just hanging around going, what am I? Do me next.
Download the KFC app for exclusive deals. Shut up and take my money. Cliffo and Gabby's Origin Intruder on Hit.
We could be sending you to be our Origin Intruder at game number one in Sydney on the 8th of June, which is not far away, like a week and a half away. Flights, accommodation, jerseys, merch pack from KFC, everything included for you and a mate to go check it out. But auditions are well and truly happening right now. Like, what do they call it in Hollywood? The red couch or something?
The casting couch.
The casting
Isn't
couch.
Isn't that in porn? I think that happens in porn.
Oh, no, I think that's an actual thing, and then they've just taken that and dirtied it.
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, that's how I associate the casting couch is with porn. Anyway, I don't know what that says about me.
Thing.
I don't know what it says about me. So, look, we were little Hollywood actors ourselves. We acted out a day in the life of Cliffo and Gabby, which consists of me cutting myself shaving, you going nuts for free coffee in the office, me tripping over with my wheelie bin, and then you arriving home to a very excited Bear the Pooch.
Yes.
So what you got to do is watch that video on our Facey, film yourself commentating it, and then upload that at hit.com.au. That's exactly what Nathan did.
Packers Razor takes it up to Cliffo. He's icing him high. There's blood everywhere. He'll be in trouble for that, Jaggy. Yes, so I think he'll go to the bin for that one. As we look up at Gabby in the coach's box, she looks a bit worried, but she's spotted there's free coffee in the kitchen. She's off. It looks like she doesn't care about the game anymore, Jack. She's out of there. Oh, she pushes her way out of the coach's box to get the free coffee. Oh, you're right, Jack. Looks like Razor and Cliff are off to the bin, and it's on again. Cliffo's taken a fall. Let's have a look at that one again on the replay. There's the trip. He goes flying over, but look at the motion. Like a cork in the ocean, he just bounces off the grass and straight back to his feet. Looks like Gabby's back in the coach's box. The assistant coach is going crazy. What are we going to do with our Cliffo? He's in the bin. What are we going to do? Oh, what a great game, Jack.
So good. Nathan's on the phone right now. Morning, Nathan.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good, Nathan. First of all, thank you for making me the coach. I feel very complimented.
Well, you do control things there, Gabby. I'm sure.
100%. That's never been more evident than this week with Gabby working from home, still calling the shots. I got to ask, Nathan, what are you talking into? Because I'm loving the use of props. We've seen a lot of props.
That's actually just my phone at work.
It's okay, so you're talking into a phone, but all we can see is the back of it. So it kind of looks like one of those cricket commentary microphones they put right up to their mouth. So bloody good effort there, Nathan. Bit of thought going into it.
Who's Jack?
Oh, as a kid, I always liked the 12th man in Wide World of Sports. So it's a bit of Jack Gibson and Rabbits, the old commentators on the old State of Origin matches.
Nice.
Just got to throw to someone. Throw to Jack.
That's right.
Why not?
Nathan, you're in the draw, mate. The all-expenses-paid trip to Origin Game 1 could be all yours. We're giving it away in a week's time, okay? So good luck.
Beautiful. Look forward to it.
Good on you, man. And you got this weekend, guys, to get more entries through.
We haven't had many girls.
Yeah, I want to see more girls. Good point.
Get
Come on,
sorted.
Girls. Get into it. Watch that Day in the Life or video on Facey. Film yourself commentating it. Upload that video at hit.com.au. You could be our Origin intruder for KFC. Download the app for exclusive offers. Shut up and take my money. Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks is back Monday morning. $1,000 cash on the line. Gabtron.
And the most arguably weirdest animal is actually your clue. For Alpha Bucks, platypus.
Platypus. Mate, it's true.
It's an odd animal.
Mate, aliens would look down from outer space and go, a what?
How was that made? Why?
God was having a weird day. Like the Lord Jesus Christ was like, I know what I'm going to do today. He's having a weird day. When he came up with the platypus, your free answer for Monday's game of Alpha Bucks. The Hit Breakfast Show.